dependable.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, and co-host PJ is here with us this morning. And I don't know about you, but it looks like we have Taylor Swift in the house this morning. It is Halloween after all. And but all kidding aside, our guests this morning, we have Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This is a very valuable and interesting organization that is in our community. And my guests this morning are Dawn Dorman. She's their community relations specialist. And Sarah Kay, who is hashtag looks like Taylor Swift, who is a social worker on their team. So I'm very excited to hear about this. And I'm going to say right up front, asking for a friend about the 65 Plus care. Tell me a little bit about Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus here in Pensacola. Who are you? What are you about? What are some of the services you offer?
Yes, so we are excited to bring this innovative program to the Pensacola area. We are a primary care clinic, so we have doctors on staff to help with all of your healthcare needs, but we are so much more than that, and we'll go through some of those things. Our clinic is located on 1095 East 9 Mile Road, and then we are excited to have a second clinic opening in the Bellevue area, right next to Publix. It's 5998 Mobile Highway. And our clinics, whenever you walk into the door, our clinics are designed specifically for the unique needs and interests of our adults, or the older adults. And that's everything from the color of the walls to the types of the flooring. So many unique care offerings that center around our patients who are 65 and older. And a big part of this commitment that Ochsner has is to bring patient care close to home, which is incredibly important to our senior population. And our comprehensive program, it provides customized primary care, social and wellness offerings all in one location. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Our benefits, they actually extend beyond the medical to include opportunities for patients to participate in activities that match their different lifestyles and their different skills. We have bingo, we do line dancing, we do a chef. We have a chef come in. He does a live cooking demonstration for our seniors. Sarah Kay over here, she actually does a workout with our seniors on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock, and it's amazing. Our doctors will get out and they work out with our patients twice a week.
And oh, I would buy tickets to that.
Absolutely, right? It's so much fun. We have, we're driven. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. We are driven by a strong vision, and that's to empower older adults in our community to live healthy, fulfilling, and independent lives. And we'll talk a little bit more about all of the offerings as we go through the different things, the fitness center that we have in our clinic, the community room where we do so many events. Sarah Kay, our social worker, access for our seniors to just go in there and talk to her if that's part of that care plan that is put together with our doctors.
So it sounds like you're providing medical primary care, but in addition to that, you're really paying attention to the needs of somebody 65 plus.
Absolutely.
And speaking for my friend again,
yes.
I would say that what I have heard is that a lot of times seniors feel somewhat neglected.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, well, your life is over. I've got these more important patients in front of you. And you kind of get put in the back corner and you say, well, this is bothering me, or I feel lonely, or what can I do? And there's nobody really that you can go to address, say, the loneliness and the social isolation and the contacting and the medical.
Right.
Because really, isn't it spiritual, emotional, physical?
Yes.
Isn't it all connected?
All things. And that's one of the wonderful things that Ochsner provides, Ochsner Novant Health provides to our community. You walk in and so many patients tell us after they've been to an event or after they visited with their doctor or with Sarah Kay, they feel like part of the family. And that's such a fulfilling feeling that we are able to give that back to our community. Our patients are in our community room, you know, they're making new friends. They're setting lunch dates to go out and have lunch with
that's
somebody.
That's so nice.
And I love our clinic manager. He has this thing that he says when he comes in to talk to the groups, you know, that come in to do the activities. And he's like, don't live life alone. We are here to help you, so you are not living life alone. And we have so many events that we can talk about a little bit later that we can get folks out of their homes into the clinic to do some fun things.
So Sarah, tell us a little bit about what you're a big part of the team, and yes. It sounds like you play a very important role. So tell us a little bit about what you do at Ochsner.
Yeah, so I'm the clinical social worker at Ochsner Navant 65 Plus. My main goal is to help patients who may be having any mental health concerns or issues really just learn how to cope with whatever they may be going through. I try to meet them where they're at. And I love just getting to collaborate with the doctors on whatever the patient's health goals are.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
So we're now listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got questions for Don or Sarah, give us a call at 850 or text us your question at 850-437-1620. So tell us a little bit more about some of the things that you do. I was looking at a calendar of events, which is looking a lot better than my current calendar.
Yes, so we do so many events just throughout the month. One thing that I'll be doing in November is called the Empowered Health Series. We're going to be addressing grief. We're going to be addressing isolation and loneliness. Just as Ms. Dawn was saying, we don't want people to live life alone. We want them to feel connected. That's one of the main goals of our clinic is that we care for you as a person, as a whole. We want you to know your mental health is going to be taken care of, your needs for social interaction. And so that's something we really pride ourselves on. But yes, we do the Empowered Health Series, which is what I'll be doing. Ms. Dawn does the Crafty Creations. That's a big hit.
Oh, okay.
Super fun if you're into arts and crafts, which I think a lot of people are.
And if you're not, we will teach you.
Yes.
Just in time to make presents right. For the holidays.
Yes. I'm not really artsy, but Ms. Dawn has helped me tremendously in that area. We do chair fitness with Jessica, lunch and learns for Medicare, line dancing, events for Thanksgiving, isn't it? The gratitude.
In November,
yes.
Nice. Uh-huh. That's great.
So a lot of fun stuff.
Well, I'm looking at the calendar. So the Empowered Health Series kind of got my attention because yes. The two topics coming up in November, first is addressing grief during the holiday season, and then also addressing isolation and loneliness during the holiday season. And I will say, when you do reach a certain age, often you lose a spouse. Mm-hmm. You've been married 50 years. Yes. You have the family and the kids, now the great-grandkids. They've all off living their own lives. Mm-hmm. And people don't mean to neglect their right. family members. I'm not saying that at all. But I do think then you start to lose friends as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do start to, your world gets smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that. And how can someone, when you are faced, because then you have the memories mm-hmm. and then the sadness comes up. How do you find the joy in the memories? Versus letting the memories bring you down to where you feel lonely and sad.
Right. I think that's a great question. One thing I always try to, I guess, challenge and encourage patients on is that our trials and the things that we go through make us who we are. So we can either view it as something that keeps us back, keeps us isolated. Maybe we don't go out as much because of this grief or because of this loneliness that we feel. Or we could reframe it into saying, hey, I have something to offer and share with people because of what I've experienced. I can pass these learning lessons down to, you know, people that I can interact with at the clinic or just whoever I come in contact with. So I think a lot of what I do try to teach people who may come see me for therapy is reframing, I guess, those negative thoughts that we have, using it for your advantage, using it to see the strength that you have within yourself. Because mm-hmm. That's how we become strong, is we have to face trials. And grief is one of those things that we see a lot, especially around the holidays. I think it can bring a lot of people down. And one thing I just want to encourage is, hey, it's okay to talk to somebody about these things. That's how we really come out of sometimes that loneliness and depression around the holidays, specifically with grief. We need people. We need other people to interact with and feel those connections with.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. We're here with Ochsner Navant, Health 65 Plus. If you have some questions or would like to text in, the number is 850-437-1620.
So, Sarah Kay, thank you for that and explaining your role. So let's talk a little bit about social isolation mm-hmm. and loneliness in older adults, and especially, like you mentioned, during mm-hmm. the holiday season. Maybe explain the difference between the two, and then let's talk about maybe your role and how your role helps alleviate some of those things.
Yes. So social isolation really refers to the objective absence of social interactions, contacts, and relationships with family, friends, or just the community, whereas loneliness is more of a subjective feeling of being alone, regardless of the actual number of social contacts. It's possible for someone to feel lonely even when they are surrounded by a people, and this really depends on the quality of their relationships. Yeah, I was going to say, my role kind of with that to help people, like I said, of course, they come see me for therapy, and then I encourage them to come to your groups. Yes. I think that's a big part of what I do. Me and Ms. Dawn work together a lot so in that area.
Yes, and it's a fantastic relationship.
Yes.
What are some of the primary causes of social isolation and loneliness in older adults?
So we see a lot of that happening due to life transitions, such as retirement, death of a spouse. That can definitely reduce regular social interactions. Even something to think about is health issues, like chronic illnesses, mobility limitations, sensory impairments can hinder that as well. And even just thinking about geographic separation from families, friends, and just lack of accessible transportation. Those are all things to think about when it comes to that.
Yeah, and one of the things, you mentioned social isolation and or the lack of transportation. One thing I do want to say about Ochsner and Novant Health 65+, we do offer and coordinate transportation.
That's huge.
If folks are on a Humana Medicare Advantage plan, they can give us a call. We don't want there to be any reason why someone can't get to our clinic for one of their visits. So they can give us a call our front staff, and they will send a Lyft to pick them up. They can come see our doctor, and then we will take them back home. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yes.
And you do provide the medical, and then you provide all these other options. So how much is it for all these other options?
There is no extra charge for any of this.
Really?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow. So everything is included. So because what I like about this is that you're treating a person as a whole person.
Yes.
And so often for me, when I've gone through stages in my life where I've gone through grief, one of the things is it will manifest with a headache. It'll manifest with some kind of physical aches or pains. So the fact that you're addressing all of it with a medical doctor so you can find out, okay, what is something we need to be looking at medically for you at your age? And what is this being because you are isolated? What is this manifesting because you're alone?
Right. Yes. And our doctors, they do an amazing job. And like we've mentioned several times, treating the whole person. And there's such a need for that in our community, especially for older adults. And our care team that we have, I believe we all go above and beyond everything from what Sarah Kay does, our doctors do, working out in our fitness room, and then, of course, the social aspect of the community room and meeting all of the new folks.
Yes.
That's really great. Yes. That is really great. So if someone was interested in your services and learning more about it, where do they go? Who do they contact? How do you get signed? How do you sign me up?
All you have to do is call our number. It's 850-558-4665. That is the main number to our clinic. We encourage everybody to just stop by, take a tour. We will take you all the way through the clinic. You'll come in, you'll see our community room, you'll see our fitness center, you'll meet the desk, the front desk staff. They're smiling faces whenever you walk in the door.
Yes.
We'll take you to the back, let you meet all of our nurses, all of our doctors, if they're not seeing a patient at that time, and just give you full treatment. Full tour.
So you'll meet us all. And they'll do a medical evaluation initially?
Well, so then you'll...
How does that all work?
If you decide to become a patient, then, of course, you will meet with the front desk. They will schedule an appointment for you and then make an appointment for the doctor.
That sounds great. And then is that when you meet Taylor Swift, or is that...
Well, if that is part of your care,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can also visit Ochsner.org/ I can't speak today, 65+ Pensacola. And then, of course, we've got our new clinic opening in Bellevue. We're excited about that in January. We're growing, we're expanding, offering care to more seniors, easier access for the seniors to for us to be able to meet them where they are.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got questions, we are here this morning talking to Dawn and Sarah Kay, who are with Ochsner Health, Novant Health 65+. Talk about not being able to talk. Health 65+. If you do have some questions, you can always text your question in. The number's 850-437-1620.
So, Sarah Kay, let's talk a little bit about some strategies for addressing social isolation and loneliness during the holiday season.
Okay. Yeah, so one thing that we definitely want to encourage just patients to do, or anybody that comes in the clinic, is really try to increase their outreach to family and friends. That's one simple way that really anyone can do. Take advantage of technology. I know that's something we don't always like, but it's something that's accessible now, which is really good. So try to talk to your loved ones. And also, we have a Tech Tuesday. That's going to be fun on November 26th.
Where is that?
It's going to be at our clinic, and it's from 10 to 11, and it's learning about the patient portal that we have for our patients. And really, I mean, we can answer other questions,
that's right,
too.
We can technology. Show you how to use Facebook.
Yes.
All the things.
I love that. Well, also on your calendar, too, coming up is something that is interesting. On Monday, coming up on November 4th, a lunch and learn about Medicare, Medicare 101. And this is the enrollment period now that we're in.
It is. So many questions around Medicare. Lots of changes going forward to 2025. It is so important to talk to your agent. If you don't have an agent, you can give us a call. We've got lots of agents that we can give phone numbers for. And I would just encourage everyone, if you have any questions, call our office, RSVP, stop by, get all of the information you need to make those important change or choices for your Medicare Advantage plans.
And what's the address again for the office?
Sure, it's 1095 East 9 Mile Road.
And then where's the new location going to be?
The new location is 5998 Mobile Highway. That is in Mobile. I believe it's the corner of Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway. Right next door to Publix.
So they'll be opening in January.
Yes.
So that's really great.
Yes.
That's really great. So you had some other strategies you were talking about to help with the isolation during the holidays.
Yes. Of course, I know we've mentioned our calendar of events that we do at our clinic, but that's something that goes out to the community, and anyone is welcome to come to those things. That's the wonderful thing. But try to get involved in those, just the holiday-themed events. I think we mentioned the gratitude gathering on Wednesday of November 13th at 2. That's going to take place at our clinic. And of course, like I mentioned, the Empowered Health Series that I'll be doing in November. But furthermore, just initiating contact, that's another thing that you can do, is just being proactive and reaching out to people, holiday cards, organizing small gatherings, things of that nature. And a big thing is self-care and mindfulness practices. Those are things that really anybody can do. Meditation, journaling, exercise can help manage those feelings of loneliness and isolation. Even just getting involved in a hobby, try to do those things for yourself. Those are really good. One of my favorite things, I guess, too, is hearing feedback from our patients of who have gotten involved, who have become patients, and they get just fully immersed in what we do. And it's amazing to see a patient come in who maybe struggling with that depression, that isolation and loneliness, grief, whatever it may be. They come see a doctor, they get connected with them, and they feel seen and heard. That is so important. Then they may come see me. Hopefully, like I said, we'll learn some coping skills, get a talk, and then they go to Miss Dawn, go to her events. And so you really just see a full transformation in a patient, and it's so encouraging to see.
Well, what I like about all this is it sounds like you have a care team. It's not just one person. So that's made up of the primary doctor. You have several doctors on staff there?
We do. We currently have four doctors on staff at the clinic, yes. Now, one of those doctors will be going over to our Bellevue clinic. So we are going to have two doctors to start with at our Bellevue clinic in January. We'll have our three doctors here at our Ochsner, or our 9 Mile clinic.
And then who else makes up the care team?
So we've got our nurses, we've got our LPNs, our MAs, our front desk care access team, we've got our social worker. We are going to be in the future adding dietitians, a wellness coach, a health coach, which Sarah Kay does health coach as well.
Yeah, I do some of that.
Yes. And, yes. And then we have a case manager that will be coming on board as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That is really great. So this Ochsner Health, tell me a little bit about the company itself. You've been around a while, I understand.
In Louisiana, yes. Ochsner is very big in Louisiana, and there's such a need for senior care. Mm-hmm. And so they have decided to let's focus on senior care, senior 65 and up. And what can we do to fulfill that need in our communities. And so we've got, like I said, our first clinic opening up. Well, our first clinic opened up last year, a little over a year ago in July of 2024. And then we've got our clinic opening up in Bellevue. We also have several other clinics that we are opening throughout the East Coast. So we're excited to be growing, fulfilling the need for our senior care in different communities, specifically right now here in Pensacola.
So obviously it's 65 plus, yes. But what would it take for me to qualify to be able to receive primary care with you?
If you are on Original Medicare, you have Medicare Parts A and B, you can come see us. We currently accept Humana Medicare Advantage plans and traditional Medicare.
Okay.
So if you have one of those, you can give us a call, come in, take a tour, meet our wonderful team, and sign up, become a patient, take advantage of all of the wonderful things that we offer. You do not have to be a patient to come and join us for any of our community room events. Those are free to everybody. Mm-hmm. Once you become an established patient, you can work out in our community room, or I'm sorry, our fitness center, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And then, like I said, our doctors work out with our patients two times a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 o'clock. And Sarah Kay's part of the one on Tuesday.
Very fun.
That sounds great.
Just to let you guys know, too, we do have a Halloween, a spooktacular celebration coming up today at 2 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yes. Taylor Swift.
My outfit.
So everybody's invited to come join us for that, too, if they want to.
Yes.
And that's at 2 o'clock today at the 9 Mile Road.
That is correct.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. Yes. So one of the things that I'm noticing, too, that you can't fake this, and these two ladies that are sitting in the studio right now, I can tell that you have a real love for seniors.
Absolutely.
And I would imagine, Sarah Kay, that you get, you know, not all seniors are happy, joyous, and free.
I love all the patients. They're wonderful.
My mother in particular, you could be very cranky at times, you know, and very opinionated. So it must be, you must have a great love for people that are elderly or older, I like to say.
Yes. And honestly, like the patients that come in, I've just had the best time working with them. They are so kind and sweet and have been opened arm to our staff too. So I can't praise our patients more than I already do. They're
I love
wonderful.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Japan, the seniors are considered to be the greatest resource. And unfortunately, in this country, have a tendency to put seniors aside, mm-hmm. but to have the vast experience that they have, the things that they can tell you, the story. I bet you've heard some stories.
Yes. That is actually one of my favorite parts of my job is I get to hear their stories. I mean, they have so much wisdom to pass down and I get to hear it. So I'm very thankful for that.
Okay. One more time. How can people reach you? Your website, Facebook, give us all that information.
Sure. The number is 850-558-4665. Follow us on Facebook, Oshner 65 Plus Florida. You can RSVP for all of these wonderful events that we do, oshner.org/65 University events. You can give our office a call. Join us.
Thank you both for being here.